My readers may disagree, but I think it's a mad, 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 mad world.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces.
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for September 10th, 2018. I'm Janine Fadich and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Woohoo! Hey everybody. Woo-hoo. Thank you, Janine.
You're welcome.
Okay. And thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We're back.
We're back.
We ran two races in less than a week.
We ran walked.
Well, there were races.
There were races and we did get a medal in one.
We did.
Participation medals. Woo!
And windbreakers for the other.
Yes.
For the Mag Mile. That was kind of cool, actually, going up.
It was. They shut it down, and it was kind of fun.
Michigan Avenue here in Chicago.
Run down it. It was very cool.
I was the man keeping Janine down. Let's be full disclosure. Yeah, no, I was. You wanted to keep running. I'm like, I can't do it.
Well, I just wanted to get to that Moscow Mule they were giving us for free.
I know. How Chicago is this? We ran a race in L.A. It was the Conquer the Bridge, the Vincent Thomas Bridge in the harbor area of Los Angeles. You get to that, and that's where we got the medal. You get to the end of the Magic Mile, or the Magnificent Mile run, you get a cocktail.
Yeah, that works.
That is so Chicago.
At 9 a.m.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. So if we could recommend anything, it'd be that Moscow Mule in a can.
In a can, it was good.
Yeah, although after, you know, a 5K, probably anything would be good.
Probably.
Maybe.
Well, the breakfast wasn't that good, but
no, it really
whatever.
Wasn't. It was it was a chicken sausage thing.
And egg stuff.
Yeah. And some kind of fruit cup.
Yes.
I like saying fruit cup.
You do like saying fruit cup. And you say it so well.
I like it. It's a fun word to say.
But are you angry?
I am. I'm not angry at fruit cups. Well, a little angry because I don't like them. But yeah, the whole week was about how everyone is so incredibly pissed off. And you listen to, you read the comments on the Go Comics site and you read, emails and just everything. Everyone is so bloody angry all the time. Both sides, 24/7. So I'm sure someone had some comments about this.
They have lots of comments.
Angry
and,
comments?
And I'll have to say that this comment made me a little angry. Not a little angry, just a little miffed. Kyle of Lacalche said,
he's commented before.
He does. But he said, the 38% and Carmen are very angry that Trump hasn't fired Sessions and Rosenstein and Mueller. Their commander is letting them down, which is, Carmen is a never Trump person. Like Scott.
Yes.
She is not. What is Carmen angry about?
Just stuff. You know, anything. I mean, the same thing. Everyone's angry about everything. We've had comments, and you read the comments. I generally don't because I make me sad. But full disclosure. I can write about anything. I can write about the sky being blue, and people were right pissed off and correct me that it's not actually blue, but that it serves the water molecule serve as a spectrum, and that's the colors our eyes see. But they say dumbass. Usually that's thrown in there somewhere. Stupid. It's very much like today the president called Woodward stupid or idiot. He called him an idiot, which is like, really? That's the best you can come up with, you petulant.
That is apparently
third
the
grader.
Come up with. That's what he does. When he
anyway,
tweets.
So I disagree. Yeah, that if you're familiar with the strip, if you're familiar with the characters, they are an amalgam of me. I tend to have an internal debate, but I've voted Republican. I've rarely, if ever, have ever voted for a Democrat. It's happened 4 times, mostly because the Democrat was more conservative than the Republican. So but Carmen and I'm a never Trump Republican. I wrestle with that because there are some policies that I agree with and some things that have been done that I do agree with, many of which I don't. But I'm not it's not a pro-Trump strip.
No, it wasn't. So Coffee Cup says, don't get mad, get registered. But getting registered doesn't matter. You have to actually
vote. 5 million fewer Democrats voted in 2016 than voted in 2012, which was an incumbent running. So against a fairly weak Republican when it was Obama against Romney. So, yeah, you can register all you want, especially young voters. And I can tell you that our young voters in our family are going to vote.
Yes, because they are upset.
They're energized. And I think that's great. That's what I love about this country is that you can have protests. Things like, and this, I'm going off on a tangent here, but things like Kaepernick kneeling during the national anthem. I don't like it. I was raised to take off your hat. You stand at attention and you sing or listen to the national anthem and you treat it with great respect and deference. And I and makes me mad when people don't. But that's the whole point, A, of protesting, and B, of this country. You know, how great is it in this country that you can do that? Could you imagine a Russian doing that?
They'd get taken away.
They would. You would not be hearing from them. Now, which is curious now, because one guy who's involved, who allegedly was the go-between between Russia and the Trump campaign, has disappeared.
Oh, uh-oh.
I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's on a farm.
I'm sure.
He went to the farm. Yes. Where he can be happy.
Yes. Yeah, I don't understand people getting that upset about it. It's a football game. It's a very, I think, a very respectful protest. They're not doing anything. They're just taking a knee. They're not screaming or yelling or being... I still think that's fairly respectful, and I just don't understand getting as upset as some people are. But people just like to get upset, it seems.
As we are learning.
Yes, we are.
As so someone else wrote, I'm sure.
Yes, we've got a couple here kind of talking to each other. Old guy says, is it just me?
I love that name. Was that me?
That wasn't you. I don't think it was you.
Go on.
He says, is it just me, or is the anger from the left reaching new levels? For those who think the right is violent and the left is peaceful, I have a simple experiment for you. Get a bumper sticker for your liberal choice for president in 2020 and drive around a conservative / religious college campus. Then put a Trump bumper sticker on your car and drive around an average state college campus. Note the reactions to each bumper sticker and try to tell me the left are not the violent ones. To which Tim Bob 2313 replied, a college campus? Proves only that students are idiots on both sides. Right just as bad as left, except those left college campuses are neither left or liberal. Rather, they both act like three-year-olds fighting over toys. I have no idea how college kids on either side got such closed minds that they flat refuse to hear anyone who speaks against their orthodoxy. Closed minds, along with tribalism, carried two extremes.
What a great exchange, and I couldn't agree more with both points, actually. You know, the it really is galling when you see what's happening on campuses. I mean, even Jerry Seinfeld, who's a fairly liberal guy, gets given to liberal causes, talks about how, you know, he stopped performing on college campuses because of the PC, the politically correct motivated speech constraints. And, you know... That's the other thing I love about this country is you can be a flaming idiot and say it. In fact, I say this over and over again. I encourage you to say it. If you're stupid, speak out, because that's the only way I'm going to know you're one of the dumb ones. Okay. I mean, it really is for my own edification. So I know, hey, you're a moron. Okay, cool. You know, that's why stopping speeches is so bad. And so, yeah, I think you're right. I think if you, there was a great video, it's on YouTube, and look it up if you want. This guy, I think it was the Berkeley campus, University of California in Berkeley campus. And he stood on the stairs of the, I think it was the library. And he stood there for about an hour holding an Israeli flag. And people walked by and said terrible, terrible things to him. You know, the occupiers and blah, 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 and the blood's on their hands and all this stuff. The following time he stood on the stairs, he was holding a flag of ISIS. Not one person said a word to him.
They didn't recognize it, I'm sure.
Well,
but still, yeah.
You know, it just shows you the ignorance. And you know what? Going back to what whoever said that about kids, how kids are stupid. We're all stupid. But,
yes.
But we, you know, if I look back at me in college, we were particularly stupid. I did two smart things in college. One was fall in love with Editor Cartoon, and the second one was fall in love with you.
Aw.
Well, it's true.
So
other than that, I think we were both pretty stupid.
Yeah, we were pretty stupid, because you don't have the experience. You don't know, but that's how you learn things.
Yeah.
So it's okay to say things. I watched a very interesting video on Facebook by this, I don't know who he was, some liberal British guy, but what he was mostly saying is that the left is shooting themselves in the foot by getting so angry about things that don't really matter. That instead of addressing issues, we're more upset that someone said something that we think is, you know, well, I disagree with that, or you're racist, and you're just throwing these things out instead of focusing on actual issues.
Yeah, and I think too that Trump understands that, and that's why the tweets and all the other issues, he just loves to stir the pot. He knows that anything he tweets, especially like today where he called Woodward an idiot, he knew that would, you know, the liberals and the left would go blah, 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 blah.
And keep the focus away from the other stuff.
Yeah. The fact that, you know, he may be nuts and crazy. And
maybe.
Well, okay. I don't know if we're at the 25th Amendment level yet. I mean, that's the thing we were talking about.
If all that stuff is true, it sure sounds like it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. There's no mechanism to test. Let's walk. Stay with me on this little jaunt. If we decide that the 25th Amendment has to be Okay, first of all, you have to get the vice president to sign off on it, a majority of the cabinet, and a majority of the House, right? Or Senate, one of those. What does that mean? How do you test him and his mental acuity for if he's competent or not? Oh, and there's no mechanism in there to say, what if you say, okay, the House says you have to, we're going to try the 25th Amendment, but you have to be tested. We have to check your mind first. And he just says no.
Yeah, you can't force him to do that, can you?
Well, maybe you can, maybe you can't. I mean, it's so, the language in the 25th is so, nebulous that it's almost impossible to, unless he shows up, at the State of the Union dress without his pants on and, which I think would be hilarious, but that may just be me.
Well, Knight Gaunt 49 is very rational and says you can't function off anger for very long. Best to be cool, calm, collected, and analytical, not a hothead shouting anger to the skies.
Well, here's the thing. Let me ask you this. Let me ask the listeners this. Have you ever made a smart decision when you were angry? Ever? And I'm going to bet that 99% of the people are going to say, no, every time I've done something out of anger, anger is irrational, and irrational actions tend to not help anybody. And, they might make you feel good, like telling your boss to go to hell. You might feel great at that moment, but 20 seconds later, as you're walking out the door, unemployed, it doesn't feel so good anymore. So, I think there's a point to this. But by turns, the left, they tried that. And some of the Republicans in the primary in 2016 tried to be rational and calm and adult, and it got them nowhere.
People don't vote for that. They like to be angry.
I think that's part of it, but I also think
they went to vote against something, I guess.
No, they don't.
I don't know.
I think it's a mix. I do believe that you have to give them something to vote for. We're having an election here in Illinois, and... excuse me, a very unpopular Republican governor named Bruce Rauner, for those of you unfamiliar with him, and also is running, and J.B. Pritzker, another inexperienced billionaire, is running as the Democrat. He's ahead by, Pritzker's up by 11 or 12 points. He's refusing to debate. His commercials aren't giving you a hell of a lot to vote for. They say that Bruce Rauner is a bad person and eats children or whatever he does and does horrible things to puppies. But I still think for me, coming up in an era where the only degree I actually have is from the California Campaign Management College, and they taught us that carrot and stick is how you run a campaign. Your opponent is a terrible person, but your guy is great, and here's where he or she is going to take us. And to me, that's still a very smart way to form a debate, to run a campaign. And so, is hate and anti-Trump enough to get votes out? I don't think so. I really don't. Hate is not the number one motivator. And you have to give them a reason to vote for someone else.
That makes sense.
Okay. Do you have any comments you want to get to?
I just want to say this one. Amethyst 52 quoted Abraham Lincoln. And the quote is, "People are about as happy as they choose to be." And then Amethyst says, "Being angry, unforgiving, and vengeful is like taking poison every day and expecting the other person to die."
Oh, that's hilarious. Who was that again?
Amethyst 52.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a great one. Wait, great way to close.
Well, I should have another one that's
fun. Well, there's maybe even a better one to close. Jeannie, is there?
Yes, because Carmen is so angry, and Lori writes, "I just figured it's the end of the quarter. Carmen's prescriptions ran out, and the insurance company won't let her get it refilled until October 1st.
Okay. Okay, let's leave on that one.
Sounds good.
Okay. Janine, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And it's good to be back. Thank you, Brian Altimer, our wonderful producer. And thank you to WGN and WGN Plus for giving us the equipment and the time and the expertise to make our podcast sound so darn good. And thank you particularly for listening in this week's edition. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, feel free to go to gocomics.com/prickly city. That's gocomics.com/prickly city. Go ahead and register and click on the little heart and love us to death. Because, you can't have too much love. You just can't. And if you want to, leave a comment. We might read it here on the podcast. And if you want to talk to us directly, you're more than welcome to at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. It's all that simple. So until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.